using large vegetal surfaces on which he inscribed the words that came out of his fevered head and limbs, to tell no one and everyone of the acts and thoughts that beset a solitary man whose shadow never leaves him, but alters its shape as he moves. Will it go? No. It overtakes him. It tells him, or reminds him, of the timelessness of time, of the permanence of nature's all-pervading powers, immense and beyond man's control. Then Man Friday came. Contrary to what most people may think, Robinson Crusoe must have cursed Friday's presence, reminding him of his days as a gentleman in England, where the primitive classes served him well. He must have resented being so cruelly reminded of his privileged past, and he couldn't write any longer. He was too busy teaching Friday a thing or two, until he found that Friday did the same to him. So Robinson tried to write again. Leaning on his large waxen leaves, he inlaid the words that came to him. This time they were different words, words filled with doubt, hesitant, philosophical. Friday ate the leaves, thinking, or not thinking, that the master had spiced them specially for him. Listen to the echo of Samuel Johnson's voice, crying out for all to hear. Was there ever yet anything written by mere man that was wished longer by its readers except Robinson Crusoe? So I wonder, will there ever be a man of letters so bold, nor mad, as to tell the world, as Samuel Johnson did, of his dismay that I, Frank Van Huygen, did not write longer? Of course they won't. Of course I shan't. For I know that before my time is up, I'll be seized by those primitive intruders, the enemies of humanity, of a just world, a fair world, all waiting as one man in his boat tossed on troubled waters to land on my island and destroy me. Friend, listen. Your chagrin is mine. That's how hiatuses in history occur. This is quite absurd. What have I to do with the legendary Crusoe, his shadow following him like another self, ceaselessly reminding him of his existence, whether stationary or in motion, and this at all hours of the day or night? It never leaves him. Mine abandons me on occasion, and it will. The doppelganger's lot, I should imagine. My shadow would only reveal I exist.